Hey guys, welcome back. Long time no episode. This is Dave. On this episode, I'm going to be doing two movie reviews. One of them is going to be Manchester by the Sea, and the other movie is going to be Resident Evil, The Final Chapter. So let's start with Manchester by the Sea. It's a rated R drama film. Came out this year, 2016. Some of the ratings, 8.2 on IMDb. 96% on Rotten Tomatoes, and 73% for Google users. It's directed by Kenneth Lonergan. I hope I pronounced that right. It stars Casey Affleck. I like that dude. Good actor. Ben O'Brien and Kyle Chandler, to name a few of the actors in the film. I'm just going to cut to the chase, and I'm just going to grade it right away. I'm going to give Manchester by the Sea, for what it is, kind of a dark drama film, I'm going to give it a B+. Well, that's kind of unfair calling it a dark drama. There's dark points in the movie, but some sections are kind of uplifting. So here are my thoughts on the film. The acting in the movie was pretty decent. Casey Affleck got a lot of praise for his performance. I think he did a good job. I really like Casey Affleck. I think he's not an up-and-comer, but he kind of is. He's, like, just blowing up right now. Again, I do think he's a good actor. He has a lot of potential to be even better. And this movie, you know, he got a lot of praise for this role, but I didn't think it was that difficult of a role. He was kind of stoic in this movie. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but you know, the acting, it wasn't like, you know, anything like diverse. He didn't have to change character throughout the film at all. It kind of was just like a run-of-the-mill, straight performance, like pretty stoic. Some of the events in the film, they were like a little shocking. Some people said that the movie was boring. I didn't find it boring. It was just like a straight acting film, you know, no action to it. It had some humor in it mixed in. It was kind of one of those touching, kind of heartfelt movies, a little bit dark at times. I think, you know, based on the ratings, 96% is a crazy grade from Rotten Tomatoes. That's really, really good. I don't think it was 96%. I mean, I enjoyed it for what it was, but I didn't think it was anything that was absolutely just like amazing, blow you out the water. For what it is, you know, a drama film, a straight acting, again, with some dark moments, some uplifting aspects to it, I'm going to give Manchester by the Sea, again, a B+. It could have been a B, you know. I liked it. I just wasn't that impressed with it. And you would say, oh, but you gave it a B+. Yeah, I gave it a B+ for like a drama, you know, a straight acting film. But overall, you know, I wouldn't own it unless I saw it for like $3. You know what I mean? On a rack or something. So do I think it's worth the price of a ticket? If you're super, super, super bored, have nothing else to do, I would say, yeah, check it out. You know, if you're in the mood for a drama film. Other than that, I would say it's definitely a Netflix movie. So, yeah, that's my take on Manchester by the Sea. Let's move on to Resident Evil, The Final Chapter. Now, the Resident Evil series for me is what the Fast and Furious series is for other people. The Resident Evil series is definitely a guilty pleasure for me. I know the movies are not that great. They're kind of cheesy at times, you know, but what can I say? I fucking love the movies. They're fun. You got to take them for what they are. And they're just like, you know, fantasy, science fiction horror, you know, based on a video game series, which I loved. You know, I grew up playing Resident Evil. My favorite games were the, out of that series were 1 through 3. And, yeah, like I said, Resident Evil to me is a, you know, it's a guilty pleasure. Again, the same way how, you know, people love the Fast and Furious movies, which I don't give two shits about. But I still check those out too, just for the sake of watching them, because I've seen the other Fast and Furious movies. But, you know, Resident Evil, the first one was okay. It really didn't follow the video game, you know, to a T. That kind of was like upsetting, but you know, there were, it was enjoyable. And then as the series progressed, they got way more over the top and crazier. You know, but that's what happens with sequels. I haven't even gotten into the ratings for it. Okay, so Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 33%. Ouch. IMDb 6.3 out of 10. Not so great. And Metacritic gave it a 50%. Is directed by Paul W.S. Anderson. And of course, it stars Mila Jovovich, which she's a badass. I fucking love Mila Jovovich. She's awesome. I don't care. She's not the greatest actress in the world, but she's good at what she does, and she's a badass. The first time I really paid attention to her was in The Fifth Element. She was Lilu, and yeah, she's, I like Mila Jovovich. She's fun. So she came back, you know, reprised the role as Alice. There were some surprises in the movie. I'm not going to really get into it and spoil you guys. You can see some things in the trailer. They did get spoiled. A character that I really like is Wesker, Albert Wesker. He's a character in the video games that just is recurring, and he's one of like the main villains pretty much. And I like the way he's portrayed in the movies. Like, the actor, he's like the spitting image of Wesker to me, and it's fun what they do with him. But yeah, so the movie, I mean, the acting was like, it was okay for like a horror sci-fi movie, pretty much on par with the other Resident Evils. The special effects were adequate. They were kind of decent. I mean, they weren't like groundbreaking where you're like, whoa, this is like amazing, you know, but they weren't bad either. Story was pretty much run of the mill. It seemed a little bit rushed. It seems like they just kind of put this movie together just to put it together. But, you know, I wasn't expecting an Oscar movie to begin with. I just saw it to kill the time, and that's exactly what it did. Where does it rank with the other Resident Evil films? The first one is probably still the best, to be honest. As far as the other ones, it's not the worst, and it's not the greatest. It's kind of like mid-range for me, and my rating for it is a C+. You know, that's not a bad grade. That's kind of like middle of the road. Do I think it's worth the price of a ticket? You know, I always say this. If you're in the mood for sci-fi horror and you're into Resident Evil, by all means, yeah, go check it out on a Sunday if you're bored. It fits the purpose to kill time. Overall, you know, it's probably not worth a ticket. You know, like it's a good Redbox or a Netflix movie. But yeah, so that's my review for Resident Evil, The Final Chapter. It's kind of like an end of an era for me. Do I think that they're going to end this series completely? Not really. I think they're going to pull something, you know, out of the hat, and they're going to have maybe one or two more, you know. But if it truly is the last movie, as the title suggests, the final chapter, it really is the end of an era. And that's exactly how I felt about the Matrix series. When I saw the third Matrix series, I was like, oh man, like this is like so weird. Like, it just felt, I don't know, it felt surreal. It sounds corny, but when you follow like a series and you're really into it, it sucks when it ends. So, you know, this may be the final movie. It is what it is. I don't think they wrapped it up with a bang, but the movie was okay. So anyway, guys, that's my review for Manchester by the Sea and my review for Resident Evil, The Final Chapter. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope I steered you in the right direction. You can follow us on Twitter. We have a Facebook page, YouTube, of course, for archived episodes, iTunes, subscribe. And that's it, guys. We'll catch you back with the next episode. Until then, take care.